You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody, from Maywood to Hollywood. We've got some sports guys, fantasy football, and they're going to present the program, and we're going to maybe have a pilot out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Have our own show on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. Right before the waivers.
Right before the waiver wire.
Yep.
And I used to do football, as you guys know.
Yeah.
I did play-by-play, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Go back. And we've got a gentleman who has a wonderful theatrical series. So tell us about the series.
Hello, good night. How are you doing?
Good night. We don't want to say good night.
Good evening. So I'm Christian. I'm the festival director of Short and Sweet Hollywood.
Okay.
It's an amazing festival that runs from September the 13th until October the 23rd.
Okay.
And we have 60 plays going on during these 6 weeks. It's a competition. They're short plays,
okay.
Which is like they're like 10-minute plays.
10-minute plays?
Yeah, which is awesome because you don't get to get bored sometimes when you go to the,
no,
to the theater.
I get hungry. I don't know about you guys.
That's the thing. So it's just 1 hour per program because it's six plays per program, so it's quite interesting. So we have 10 programs, and it's a really interesting.
Where are you from?
I'm from Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, España!
Wow. Yes!
Walala!
Walala!
That's great beaches.
Yes, we have.
Great beaches, Barcelona!
That's awesome, yeah. And that's why, because I'm from Spain also, that we had a Latino program into the whole festival. So it's interesting.
No,
also
for the LA, Latino, man. Community.
Yeah.
Where are we close to?
It's awesome. To Mexico.
I went over to Mexico, and I told the people, it was actually not bad. Going across the border.
Of course not. They're awesome.
I had to go for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
But I went there, and what happened was, you go over the border now, and, you know, they make it so, you know, Trump's going to get at you.
Yeah.
You go over the border, you get a prescription from your doctor, that's it.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. And they're an amazing community. I mean, I love
Mexico,
people.
But their toilets don't work. But anyway.
Yeah. Drink the water.
The toilets don't work. Don't drink the water. That's right. Anyway, what was I going to mention? We got to start the show. I want to wish my cousin in New York, New Jersey, Stephanie Lieberman.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. So, Stephanie, I know you're listening to us. And back east, and we'll be on the channel in New York soon.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll let everyone know. Today's kind of a crazy day. We'll talk about what that all means.
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to tell all the listeners is that, you know, everything good, LA Talk Radio, great. But, you know, sometimes you got to move along. Move along, little doggies. So we'll tell you what our plans are, where we're going. Yeah. Probably a bar. No, I'm just a bar in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's try to play some good fantasy.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So we have these 60 plays. We have like 30 that are in English and 30 that are like written or director or cast by Latino actors.
Okay.
And we also have like dance, like short dance pieces. As another part of the program, we have film, and we also have panels and workshops, so it's an amazing thing.
People are going to have film, they have theatrical.
Yeah, so we have theater, we have film, and we have dance. And at the same time, we have panels so that they can learn some good stuff.
So that when you made the movie, I don't see the colors.
That's
a wonderful like that.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then the other one where the actress goes, you know, I had my girlfriend, and we stripped on stage.
Yeah.
Terrific information.
Yeah.
That was the one called the, they used to have one in downtown LA, LA something. And the woman gives in details. I go, I don't want to hear the details. Just tell them about the play. That was funny.
That was the thing.
Yeah, she's going on and on about the play. So tell us, now the first night is?
It's September 13th, next Thursday.
So, by the way, Jewish holiday. But you'll get. I think you'll get Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
You'll hit into Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
But Sundays, Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends and family.
Yeah, in fact, we have one of the directors told us that he had to do a specific tech day because of Jewish.
Just throw matzah out of his way.
Of course.
Throw him a challah. Challah. It is your challah. Anyway, so the place will be... in the theater in Hollywood?
Yeah, so we're going to be...
Great places?
Yeah. Of course.
Tell us what's near there.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things, and we're going to have also inside the house like a really nice bar with live music and a lot of things going on. So
I'm headed to the bar.
Yeah.
I know.
We're headed to the bar.
It's
right now.
good attraction to always no, but it's going to be really fun, and it's good because they're very we have a wide variety of types of place, so people, it's impossible to get bored. And you are,
I got like a real phone call. We didn't even give up the numbers. Well, hello, welcome to the final end.
Hi, how are you?
Final end of Cameron's Sports and Life. But we're gonna be on.
Good night.
We're gonna be on another network, BBS, and we'll let you guys know. And this is our final show for LA Talk. It feels weird, actually. Anyway, hello. What questions could I ask you?
Pardon?
What questions do you have for me?
Just kind of wondering how things are going with you and stuff like that.
Well, what we're doing is we're going to move, as they say in radio, you take that leap of faith, and we're going to move on to a major network where there'll be 180 stations.
There
so
you go.
People get sick and
moving on up.
Who's that guy? But we're making a move. You'll like it because I have a station out of Utah. But you're gonna like, you're gonna hear me every Friday night out of Utah. Isn't that gonna be good?
That's gonna be wonderful. I look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there, and I want to say hello to Jackie and you. They're gonna be, when I do the Vegas thing, they're gonna come with me to Vegas. The Vegas.
Yes, we look forward to listening to you in Utah and in Vegas.
Yes, and also we're in San Francisco, BBS, up in Pacifica, wherever that is. No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna be in Pacifica. And we're going to be in, you know, Cupertino, San Lorenzo. Remember that song? There used to be a store. Remember Mervyn's? Cupertino, San Lorenzo. So we're going to be over there. Then we're going to be in Vegas. So it'll be fun. So I'll be able to get a hotel room cheap. Anyway. career goal, you know what? I've been in this so long. It's fun. I met these guys from the sports thing. I think I'll be adding on to them. I'll be another talent for them. But that's another thing that's a possibility, sports betting. So there's a lot of good things happening. You know, possible marriage.
I just want to call and wish you best
marriage. Hey, Chris, a possible marriage. You don't know.
I know.
You know about my crazy
fingers crossed.
I know. And then, and all my listeners, we have fun, you know. I've had this 90-year-old stripper. True. Wow. I can talk about the guests. I've had so many crazy guests, but it's fun. But but I appreciate your call, and we are happy you called. Hello.
Well, have a great night. Have a great last show.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
thanks so much.
You're
welcome. We'll contact you later. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Bye. Look forward to it.
Bye. Anyway.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Anyway, that was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, calling in.
We could tell.
And, yeah. Oh, I have all these good friends. All right, let's go into...
Yeah, so we're going to be doing this at the Marilyn Monroe Theater, which is...
Marilyn Monroe.
It's amazing.
She's done a few people in this town.
So, and the thing is that she was so in love with the Lee Strasberg technique.
Oh, yeah. Where, Lee Strasberg Theater on
Santa
Monica.
That's the thing. In Santa Monica Boulevard with Fairfax.
Boys Town.
Yeah.
Hair Boys Town.
Yes, it's a pretty amazing place.
Hair Boys Town, that's right.
Yeah.
By the way, next restaurant.
Right, oh, yeah, we have a lot of amazing restaurants around. That area is so cool. Yeah, we have sushi. I mean, that specific part of the city.
Yeah, Mad Men, if you want to do dope. We don't want to be too honest here on LA Talk Radio. But anyway, they have all these places.
So it's good. And we're going to be starting the shows at 7 p.m. So the first program is at 7, the second is at
8:30. Are you going to have matinee?
No, but we're gonna have like on during the weekends at 5 and at 4.
Okay,
so it's good.
It's all right. Yeah, you run to the restaurant, you bring the food, you come back.
Yeah, that's good.
So tell us now, when you go to these theaters, you get nice talent. Tell us about the talent.
Oh, I mean, we have imagined for 60 plays, we have around more than 200 actors.
Wow.
Some of them they're like on TV, they're on films, and some of them they just do TV.
Give us some names.
For example, I have one name, which is Haley McCarthy. She was...
What's her name? Haley what?
McCarthy. She was at the Originals. It's a TV show.
Oh.
And then we have Yareli Arizmendi. She's a big star in Mexico.
Okay.
And then we have Blanca Soto.
Let's get them in studio here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get them in studio.
They're amazing.
Make them American.
The problem with them is that it's really hard for them to make them available because they're working so much. It's hard to get them. So we have.
We know who did theater. There's a mom and daughter out of Mexico, and they speak French too. They're an Israeli movie. It was a couple of years ago where they play immigrants in Israel. It's a funny movie, but she marries this guy, an Israeli, and it's a funny movie.
That happens.
Her dad was Jewish. She's Mexican. It's too crazy. But they had it at the Israeli Film Festival.
Uh-huh, nice.
And I can't think of her name. She's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, moving along, little doggy.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, I think that at the end of the day, all of them are amazing. Sometimes we don't know their names. I'm an actor,
too. It's good
too,
to see good actors.
So we have always really good actors.
It's good. You know what people don't realize? When you see the actors for the first time, you don't know they may have an amazing career.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing that when you ask me for names, for me, all of them they have a great name because they're great talented people, and some of them are more well known, the other are not. But and
wait,
we also
it's
have
the millennials
like,
because they say, who's gonna be at this play?
Yeah, yeah. So
you can have the Kardashians. They're looking for work. Anyway.
Yeah. Bad. It happens. And nowadays, you know that in film industry, a lot of times they touch people who are like big names as a YouTubers.
Right.
Which is a pity because it's like, oh, all these people that we've been like training to become a good actor, and then they just look for someone that has a name in the social media. So it's a pity. But no, we are we think that the talent, it's more important than how known is that person.
That's right, because you know what? They have to start from somewhere.
That's the truth.
So give some names quickly of the plays.
Of the plays. Okay, for example, I have a very interesting one, which is called Immersed.
Immersed,
which is a writer and written by Lily Goret. She's Mexican, but she's going to be in the English and the Latino program. And it's really interesting because it's going to be folded.
Okay.
So people will be experiencing something that I don't want to reveal. So it's so interesting, and we had a couple of people asking.
Is she doing what they call when they have the the October, where they have the it's a Mexican tradition where they have
Día de los Muertos.
No, it's not about that. It's more.
I was excited about that.
Yeah, no,
I like that.
But it's interesting. It's interesting, and then we have a lot of. That has to do with love and relationships and sex sometimes and
sex love.
There are a lot of them that are really interesting because they have a flip at the end. So you're thinking that something is going to happen in one way, and then they turn around. So that's quite interesting. So I don't know. All of them that are being chosen, we had like more than 500 submissions. Mm-hmm. So
can we give away some tickets?
We can, of course.
Okay, you heard from the head honcho.
The head honcho.
So we all have a contest.
Yeah, let's have a contest.
Give a name of a play,
okay?
And they have to remember that play. And they can call in, get free tickets.
There you go.
Okay.
Then these guys will do a fantasy. Yeah. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Out of the way.
Okay, so I'm going to give you one name, which is Surprise.
Surprise! You heard? Hello. Surprise!
Yeah, which a good friend of mine.
So everyone out there on the LA Talk Radio line, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Please call in. You want some nice tickets?
Yeah, a couple each call.
Food you got to spend yourself. Get your own food. They have a Spanish restaurant actually in West Hollywood. You know about that?
It was.
No, they have a new one.
A new one?
A new one.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, what's
in Spain? What's that thing they have in Spain?
Tapas.
Tapas. You go in and get drunk on tapas.
Tapas. Yeah. Because before they have one called Tinto.
Yeah.
It was run by a good friend of mine, but not
that
anymore.
That one in Monrovia.
Yeah.
You know that one?
No, I don't know this one.
Tapas.
We had a really good one also in Melrose.
Yeah.
Smokes held and oil, but they close it. So
yeah, I'm telling you, people, they have no culture.
It's a pity.
So anyway, you heard the thing. I'll tell you one more time. It's a surprise.
Yes.
There you go. Get some free tickets. And please call us in at 323-203-0815. Yeah. And anything else about this
event, that we really want to see a lot of people. They can buy the tickets. They're only like $14 per program, which is
cheap.
Nothing for 6 plays with so many times.
$15, you can't even, you know, that's funny. Thing. So you can't even go to Dodger Stadium for $15.
And they are...
Can't even go to the movie.
Will only be... they will only have the chance to see those plays for 4 days. So it's...
That's it.
So it's a pity not to... They shouldn't miss it. So they should enjoy this time and the opportunity of seeing all this.
Okay, you heard that. You heard it from the quarter day. And give us your name again.
Christian Rodrigo.
Christian
Rodrigo.
Okay, he's actually on Chevrolet. Anyway. That's an old line. These in Mexico. They used to have, remember that a thing? Well, I have one foot in Tijuana.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have that because of Tijuana, that time they used to want to promote Bula. So this guy goes, we have one fight tonight in Tijuana.
Yeah, in Spain we have a different type of rhythm, so you could tell.
Well, yeah, we have in Spain.
We have. I hate that, but yeah.
Do they eat those actual
bulls? They don't. You can eat
bull, bull steaks, bull hamburgers. No,
you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I want to gross out my audience right now.
The bull, the testicles.
In Mexico, they do it. They eat them right from the...
Yeah.
They don't wait.
Yeah.
So it's like In-N-Out burger right there.
They say that it's very good for men's power.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So we got to give our political leaders a lot of bull meat.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Bill Simmons.
Oh, real quick, I want it, and then we'll break in with the guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sure. I got some news. Susan Collins, you know, she's a senator from Maine. She's in a vote for a Kavanaugh who wants to be Supreme Court Justice. Would be a political suicide. A lot of Republicans they're like turncoats, wow. You know? Then Papadakis, the guy who got in trouble.
With
Trump, he's going to spend 14 days in jail.
That's what he got? 14 days?
14 days. That's the government, no expenses. Gary, and you heard about, real quick, we want to talk about Jimmy Bennett's attorney response to Asia Argento. What a weird situation. You know about her?
Yeah,
she's Italian gal.
Yeah, I know.
She was doing, that's what happened.
I interviewed him like
once.
Who was
that at this time who did the CNN series? You know, the tall guy? He looked like he was drunk all the time. He was on heroin.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You know, the guy did the series on CNN? You know, he was a real tall guy, and then he died. He killed himself.
Oh, you're not talking about Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She was dating him, so
yeah.
She like, maybe she killed him. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So the attorney responds to Asia allegations, call them slanderous. And offensive.
Wow.
You hear this first on Cameron Sports Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sophia Richie said she and Scott Disick, who was the husband to one of the Kardashians, he's getting younger and dumber, are very happy together. So that was, give me a little of the news. President Obama, did he take a whack at Donald Trump?
Yep.
He says this guy don't know what he's doing. It's crazy. I listened to it. And then Trump
fought back though. You heard about it?
They have a love for each other.
He loves tweeting too.
Yeah, I think he likes to fight. That's what I but the thing is, those are the news stories. And then of course we talked about Burt Reynolds dying. And then last week we had John McCain. We were on the air, and then we also had Aretha Franklin. We did a tribute to her. And by the way, Aretha Franklin, we're going to be released. They have a fundraiser for the money to go for the homeless in Detroit. We'll have that.
That's awesome.
We'll give the information.
Cool.
And she was wonderful with the homeless. She gave $7 million to the homeless. Cool. And what else can I tell you? Trump's down in the polls. No crap. He's down. Now he's down by, they asked Americans if they would vote for him. 72% said no.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting to see the election. Yeah. I had a psychic on, a prophetic teacher. She was on the show. Trump's going to win. Well, prophetic teacher, call in. He's going to be removed. I think impeachment is going to be the
It's a bumpy road he's going down right
now. He is a bumpy road, yeah. For sure. And also, we'll break into our football. So I'm going to ask you guys questions. See, they pay me too much not to ask questions. And they're going to be called the Fantasy Monarch, and we'll be featured. We're figuring out LA Talk Radio.
Yep.
They'll be on here so I can make an appearance.
Yep.
And they're going to be doing fantasy football, fantasy basketball, hockey.
Hockey, I've done hockey. I can do hockey.
Let's do hockey.
Yeah.
Well, we know where the money is, man.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, sponsored by DraftKings.
Okay.
We're going to go after them.
Yep.
And then they'll do the shows, and we'll have some maybe Vegas hotels.
Yeah.
Give away a trip.
Absolutely.
People got bets of money.
We've got the answers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Anyway, Justin, is it Casey?
Justin Case.
And Hollywood Ego. We got on a show. Anyway, you asked me a good question, and I'll answer it. What are the basic fundamentals of fantasy football?
Well, I think basically it's having an NFL franchise you will never own.
Right.
So most standard leagues, you got like 10, 12-man, 14, 16-man leagues.
Right.
It's all based on a point system.
Right.
So you're signed by statistics. So you might have in your league, you'll have one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a flex, which could be a wide receiver, running back, tight end. You could have a defense, and you're going to have a kicker.
Right.
So all those generate stats. And it's all based in points. So
American football.
I'm from Barcelona.
Well, football.
I love football.
American football.
Who's your team? What team do you like?
Here. Used to like 69ers.
Cincinnati? You make money on this
49ers.
49ers, sorry. Yeah, exactly. San Francisco. 49ers. Sorry.
San
Francisco from 49ers.
The 69ers.
I don't know what happened with this number. 69ers.
49ers. Yeah. 49ers. What would you say about the 49ers?
Hey, that would be a
deep turn to work. They used to be good.
Oh, they were
I think it's ownership, right?
Yeah.
Bartolo,
right?
DeBartolo.
Well, DeBartolo is a part of it.
That's a source of it.
Yeah. And Joe Montana.
No, he owned
shopping malls. He owned everything. That guy had. Yeah, he was rolling.
Now his sister owns it. She's really doesn't
Denise
know what
York.
She's doing. Her name is York.
Denise York.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah. I know about football. Yeah. Football. Anyway, she's driving the franchise down the toilet.
Yeah.
Now.
They're turning it around.
I hope we can only hope.
Kind of what what's her name from Rams did over in
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia.
Georgia.
Jordan Frontier.
Is it going to be a good team? The LA one.
I'm sorry.
Is it going to be like a good team? The
we have the Rams.
There's two teams.
Yeah,
in the
but it's good. It's good.
The Rams.
And we have the Chargers.
The Chargers too.
The Chargers.
By the way, there's
Rams.
A rumor.
Rams are gonna be good this year.
You guys heard this rumor? I heard there may be a team in San Diego soon.
Oh, wow.
Raiders. Raiders signed Sandy Las Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah.
No,
and you know what?
Raiders.
I'll tell you about Vegas. Yeah. Bad parking. I saw the stadium. Bad parking.
Oh, the stadium's complete
bad. It's horrible. We'll go together. We'll do the Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah.
This year, right?
Yes.
No.
We got to get our passes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who would go in a place where you have no parking? You got to go 5 miles to get parking.
Yeah.
And they're building a stadium. Crazy.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Oakland.
Famed soccer, they went. They wouldn't do that, right?
No. And in Barcelona, you have the metro, like,
they 10
minutes far. Yeah.
What do you guys think about? We're talking about the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders.
We know a lot about the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But the city of Oakland and the Raiders are, you know, it looks like they're getting a divorce. They're parting ways.
Right.
And so one of the main sites for the Raiders to play temporarily before they move to Vegas is San Diego. Is Qualcomm.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that because if Qualcomm is they're turning apart. You know about what they're doing. They're trying to get MLS soccer franchise.
Okay.
That's what I heard. But if they do it, it'd be biggest surprise because. If I had money, I would call, you know, like the state name, have them play in San Diego and in Oakland.
Okay.
A team, you know, like the Kings used to be, Sacramento Kings. They used to play Cincinnati in Kansas City?
Yeah.
That would be good. Because then you have fan base of both cities, right? Sacramento would be a great place.
For the Raiders?
No, I mean for a football team. Not for the Raiders. Because see, Raiders, they're getting a sweetheart deal in Las Vegas. Sure. And I've gone there, talked to the Metro Police. Those are the same people that saved people from that gun shooter. A horrible situation.
Sure.
Now, I said, what are you going to do when you have a football team, when you got to have, you know, police all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I would say, I like, you know, John Gruden. You like Gruden?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it definitely creates a buzz. It's good for business. You know, Raider fans are back on board. He's done a lot of controversial moves, especially with the Khalil Mack.
You know, that was crazy.
Getting rid of Khalil Mack was, you know.
Well, he was reading, you know, he was analyzing for ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows.
He's got some inside information.
Yeah.
You know, he was well tuned into what other teams were doing. And
I was surprised he took the job, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I thought, my opinion, I thought they would go after, you know, an old 49er coach who does the NFL channel. You know who I'm talking about.
That's
an Italian guy.
Steve Mariucci.
Steve Mariucci would have been perfect. But we'll see. It's still time to tell with the Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders. And we'll see what happens. So now they're going to play the Rams today. Who we pick up? What are the odds?
It's going to be tough. I mean, the Rams at home. The Raiders at home.
Monday night?
It's tough. You know what? I don't know what Gruden got up his sleeve. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. But the Rams look really good.
Right
now.
Okay, with their coach.
Really good. Good defense. They got Sam back. And they got their running back is obviously good. Goff is playing great.
Gurney? What's his name? Gurney?
Gurley.
Yeah. So,
The thud.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think? I mean,
no comment on
this. Yeah, no comment. No
comment. Bet the damn game.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
He's going up there. Yeah,
I will be watching.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Hey, breaking news. He'll be at the game. Now, okay. Our second big bet on that. We're going to have odds, right?
I don't have odds. I mean, I know four and a half. We're
going to talk about that.
Maybe?
I'm sorry?
Three, maybe?
I think Rams are favored by four and a half.
Really?
I could be wrong, but I think it was four.
Okay. Well, you know, the Rams, before, you know, when they got to the playoffs, I don't know what the hell they were doing. I really, you know?
Well, I mean, on paper, you know, they've definitely, you know, gone out, made some acquisitions defensively.
Right.
Got Marcus Peters, Keith Tlaib. They, you know, just broke the bank for Aaron Donald.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. So I mean,
so who would you pick? You had to pick a team.
Oh, you gotta put me on the spot here, Cameron.
That's it. Let's go radio.
I'm gonna go with the Raiders then.
He's gonna go.
I'd have to go with that home. I have to go with the Raiders at home. Even though they're minus four.
Yeah.
But Gruden rebuilt that
team. I'm gonna surprise you guys. I'm gonna go for the Rams.
Yeah. Well.
What about you?
Yeah, Rams.
Okay.
He's wearing a Rams
t-shirt. That's the biggest Rams support I ever saw. Yeah. We got Hollywood Ego, Jessica Say, Cameron Datsker, and we're going to form a nice radio combo. We'll hopefully go to the Super Bowl. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
You go there, man. Oh, everything's about $2,000 for you.
Wow.
Anything you want for $5,000, they'll have. Now, you told us about the fundamentals of fantasy football, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do I optimize my team?
Well, I was going to say that if you look at every single player, every player has a variable and some type of possible value.
Right.
So then when you look at it, you're looking at who's been chosen but not been chosen. The major thing in fantasy football is to look at your team and what positions you're really stacked at. So you want to see what your weaknesses are, where that is, and then go to the waiver wire.
Okay, so
the waiver wire is your best friend.
Yeah.
That's where you make your money is the waiver wire.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell the folks up there. At the waiver wire, some great players have been.
Oh, yeah. They're out there floating around. It's fancy gold out there floating around.
Alvin Kamara.
I agree.
Yeah, no, there is.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah. Oh, those guys are all gone.
Didn't he sign?
Yes, he did.
He signed a big contract.
He signed a big contract.
New York.
New York.
New York
yeah. coming off.
Let's go over another game. You have any other games for us?
We got Cleveland playing Pittsburgh.
That's
gonna be a good game.
Tell me your bold prediction.
Mm-hmm. My bold prediction. We already talked about this.
I'm gonna take Pittsburgh.
Okay.
You think Pittsburgh without Le'Veon Bell? I don't know.
They can play so good. When they were playing Monday Night Football, and do they have
Big Ben? Yeah, they got Big Ben.
Yep. Big Ben looks like he could be like those like on the UFO world. He could be the guys out there.
Yeah.
Big Ben's bad. So I wouldn't bet against Big Ben.
Here's the line, -4.5 in Cleveland. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with a bold prediction here.
Okay. We've already talked about this. Bold prediction.
We've already talked about this.
I like the Browns a lot this year, and you're gonna think I'm insane. But I think they rebuilt the team.
Yeah.
And they did a pretty decent job. They've been horrible the last couple of years.
One win?
Oh, horrible.
Yeah,
shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah. That player personnel.
But this is the year they turned everything around.
Okay.
This is the year they made some major changes.
Who runs Cleveland?
Hugh Jackson is the coach, and then you have receivers that are really good. They brought Jarvis Landry in.
Okay.
They got Josh Gordon, of course, coming back.
Our favorite,
absolutely.
Yeah,
as long as he stays off the dope, he'll be okay.
Drug counselor.
No, he's Josh Gordon's going to turn it around.
What do you think, Josh Gordon? He's just going to go bananas this year.
Josh Gordon is one of those players. I mean, he's they call him Flash. You know, he's lightning in a bottle. He had 1,600 yards in 2013 with, guys like Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell throwing him the ball. So, I mean, he's got all the potential. He's got all the talent. He's got the physique. It's all there. It's just a matter of him, just keep his head straight and, stay out of,
Don't have any extracurricular activity.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
So they brought in his guy. He loves his Carlos Hyde. Came over from 49ers.
Oh, he's a good
Carlos Hyde's a good solid runner.
Yeah,
he looked good in preseason, man.
Yeah,
I mean that guy looked really good.
He had a good year last year, considering he was on the 49ers and they didn't start Garoppolo towards the end of the year. But
Garoppolo, what do you think of that transaction? Let's go to the 49ers. Who do they play?
49ers play.
Is that like doing live radio?
I know, yeah. Now you got me looking it up. I forgot who the 49ers are playing. They're playing 49ers are playing. Oh, they're playing Minnesota.
Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings
home.
That's right.
Okay, I take Minnesota.
But you got Kirk Cousins throwing for him now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you got the line being Minnesota -7.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Give it out some points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
but two teams that him and I have already discussed, but Mr. Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah.
Two teams that we look to improve dramatically this year. Okay. One is the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
And two is the Cleveland Browns. I think those two teams will make, leaps and bounds in terms of just offense and defense. We like a lot of the,
So talk about Chicago Bears. What do they have this year that they didn't have
last year? Khalil Mack.
I hate to say it. And Trubisky, he was only on the training wheels last year.
Right.
They told the coach, already said, he's going full bore this year. They're just going to release him.
Wow.
And remember what happened to Goff the first year?
Right.
Remember with the Rams? How did he play the first year?
Mm-hmm.
Crappy.
How did he play the second year?
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll be our board. That'll be our board. Yeah. Crappy. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's go. Let's get some other game, man.
Okay. All right.
He likes me. I know.
Okay, let's talk about what about? Okay, here's a good one. We're going to see what the New York Giants are made of. They're playing Jacksonville in New York Giants.
Right off the bat,
and it's -2.5 only Jacksonville with Giants at home.
Okay,
all new coaches. Eli re-signed Odell Beckham. And they got some Sterling.
They signed a running back,
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
He's a beast. But here's the catcher, and this is what I told JK, just in case. I told him the offensive line still got a lot of holes in it. It's ranked 25th worst offensive line. Only Seattle has a worse offensive line in football.
Right.
But New York has a 25th. So they're going to have to get Saquon Barkley at least down the field. Pass, but he's a beast. Don't get me wrong. He's like a freight train. You just get out of the way. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, I've seen him. I forgot the game with him. Was he plays good. He is a very good player. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see, because it's going to be that type of year. Because mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of upsets.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so that one, you guys are taking who?
I got to go with, I'll be honest, I haven't seen too much from New York lately, so I'm going with Jacksonville because they almost made it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well,
with
they made
that.
It to the playoffs, but they almost made it all
good
the way.
Good coach.
Good coach. The defense.
I like the coach.
Oh, man. You got to get by the defense.
Yeah. They
number one defense. How are you going to get by that?
Oh.
You know?
Jacksonville. What about you?
What's the spread?
The spread is...
like me.
I said the spread was... it's a small spread. It's only 2.5, I thought it was.
2.5.
So, yeah, 2.5 minus... Jacksonville minus 2.5.
That's tough.
That's a tough... But Giants are at home.
Yeah. They're playing at the place where... where Mafia... Jimmy Hoffa is
there. I'm going to look. I'm going to say upset. I'm going to say the Giants.
Wow.
He's going to say Giants?
I'm
wow.
I'm going to say the Giants.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I'm in shock, man. Yeah. I'm going to agree with my buddy here. I'm going to say the Hollywood Ego.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you got to go with.
You got to go with what you know, Jacksonville.
Yeah. Because you know the problem with New York Giants is they exploded last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coach exploded.
Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, Saquon Barkley.
Oh, he's a beast.
Penn State. You know, remarkable player. Guy who I look, you know, for him to be one of the top running backs in the NFL this year.
Right.
You know, Odell Beckham getting his deal, great player.
Do you think they overpaid for him?
No, not at all.
I think they did.
I don't know.
I think he's worth
it. I think they overpaid.
No.
Because you know what? New York is a crazy market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because they work, you know, we'll talk about the Jets
mm-hmm.
soon.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
But they always compete with the Jets.
Sure.
So yeah. I think they overpaid.
Okay, I say he's worth every penny.
Okay, see, we have disagreements here at the front table.
Well, you got Sterling Shepard there too.
Yeah, he's Sterling Shepard. You got Evan Engram, the tight end.
Evan Engram, the tight end. I mean, that's a good team.
What you think? Eli has enough in him.
Yeah, Eli bounces back this year. I think Eli bounced back in a big way.
Yeah,
he was giving a bad.
I'm not saying top 10, but top 15 at least probably.
Okay, let's go over to another game.
Well, let's do what you just talked about. Let's talk about the New York Jets playing in Detroit.
Oh, wow. But now, what's the favor on that? What's the point spread?
You got Detroit minus 7.
Yeah.
Detroit minus 7. But remember, you got a whole new program inside of Detroit. And your boy is playing, the wide receiver.
Kenny Golladay.
What about quarterback?
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford, yeah.
Top five fantasy.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Every
top
year.
Five fantasy every year.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions, they love to throw the ball.
And the Jets got the guy from USC, right?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, yeah.
See, that's a tough pick because I heard he's phenomenal in the spring games.
Mm-hmm.
He's been phenomenal. So,
yeah.
I'm going to say an upset. I say the Jets.
Oh, wow.
Sam Darnold. You guys will razzle me next week.
A little FYI, but Sam Darnold will be the youngest quarterback in NFL history to start a game.
How old is
on
he?
On Monday night. I don't know. 22, 23? I'm not sure.
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
And USC got the same type of quarterback.
Yeah.
A young kid that's going to start.
Yeah.
Very good quarterback, I think. I'm gonna put my hopes on the Jets.
There you go.
Joe Willie.
Yeah.
Joe Willie and Emerson Boozer. Okay, so you're taking who?
I'm gonna go with Detroit at home, man.
You're going to Detroit.
You know what? Detroit's still a decent defense too, man. I mean
I think I'd be controversial to take the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay. Next game.
Let's go. Let's do Kansas City at LA Chargers.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, what are the points on that one?
The points are the Chargers minus 3.
You know what? Because I am an LA guy, I got to go for the Chargers. Yeah,
everybody's going to go Chargers.
Me too.
Yeah, because Chargers are trying to improve.
They are.
The problem is that stadium, bad place for football.
Yeah.
And I think that affects their play. What do you think?
As far as who's going to win that game?
No, no. The Chargers, I think they had a stadium, a real good stadium, instead of the when they had.
The 2020 is when it's going to be finished.
The problem with the Chargers is the fan base. I mean, you can't get, you know, let's face it, you know, L.A. is Raiders first, Rams second, and Chargers, you know, way third. I mean,
you think people here will follow the Raiders when they go to Vegas?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you think, what if the Rams win? Rams go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, if the Rams go to the Super Bowl, L.A. will get behind them, absolutely.
Yeah. It'd be like the Laker fans.
Don't get me wrong, L.A.'s got a lot of Ram fans. And in fact, you know, I used to go to Ram games, too. You remember?
I used to go with Roman Gabriel.
Huh?
Roman Gabriel and Jim Neighbors. I mean,
we'll talk about that.
They had the game when they had John Hayden.
Pat Hayden. Remember? Yeah. And then it was Ferragamo?
Ferragamo. He's selling real estate in O.C.
Yeah.
In the O.C. Also, the Ram, they also had... Mark, is it Warner?
No, Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner's now
in the Canadian League.
Yeah,
Tim Everett, Henry Ellard.
Yeah, and they had the
Flipper famous, Anderson,
the running back,
Eric Dickerson.
What am I? I'm going to take with the Chargers. I got to take the Chargers.
Oh, I hear you. Their defense is all turned around now. They got a great defense. They were top five fantasy defense last year,
right?
Because of their cornerbacks. But they shored up the rushing attack and everything. So I'll be honest, the what I'm excited about with the Chargers overall everything is their defense.
Yeah, I agree with you because last year each game was different with the Chargers. And the only thing I don't like that stadium. I hate that stadium.
Well, that's what I was just going to tell you a couple minutes ago is some of those home games for the Chargers, I hate to say it, but they feel like away games, especially. Yeah. The Raider game, it's all blacked out. You know what I mean? So,
The Raider game's now?
Yeah. Well, I was there last year at the Raiders Charger game at the StubHub.
Wow. And were you at the promise?
It's 80%
Raiders. Fans are pissed.
Yeah.
Because they're moving away. And the thing is, with the Chargers, they better get a shuttle from San Diego to get those fans in, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us another game.
Okay. And by the way, I'm taking the Chiefs in that one.
Okay. That's all right.
I have to go with
I thought you said Chargers. You're taking the Chargers, no?
I'm not in that one. I don't know. I think the Chiefs this year are going to be pretty darn good.
You threw
Cameron curveball there.
I threw Cameron curveball there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Chargers are playing the Chiefs, right?
Chargers are playing the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with that.
I hear you. I know. I feel
you. I think the Chiefs solid.
KC's offense is insane.
The coach is a great coach. They still have the guy, the ex 49er, or Philadelphia guy, right?
Yeah, with the Chargers?
No, I'm talking about Kansas City.
Oh, Kansas City, yeah.
Oh, Andy Reid.
Yeah, Andy Reid is a good man. Mm-hmm. And you know how good he is? Look at the guy that went to USC. He would go to pro ball.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get a good job. So that tells you much about that. Okay, let's get another game.
Okay, another game. Let's talk about this one. Chicago at Green Bay.
Oh, boy. Green Bay has always been good.
Green Bay's -7.5.
And then you have what? Who's playing them?
The Chicago. The brand new reform
Chicago.
Covers the points or wins the game?
The points.
Just points, yeah.
Yeah. Because Chicago, to me, you know, their quarterback many years, he's doing a reality show. The Calaveri.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler. Looks Jay like, Cutler. What the hell am I doing? I'm doing this show on E-Channel.
Yeah.
So I'd say Chicago. They have to come back.
Yeah.
And they did well in the draft.
Well, like we told you early in the show, I think for for me and, you know, Cleveland and
Chicago.
Yeah, Cleveland and Chicago are the two
turnaround teams.
So
we're not going to say they're going to be a Super Bowl contender.
No.
But they're going to be a big turnaround.
Yeah.
You know what? You never know. Remember that year?
Yeah.
And what about Dallas? What about the Dallas game?
Yeah. Dallas is going to...
The Cowboys.
Dallas is going to play Carolina Panthers.
Ooh.
-2.5 points.
For Dallas?
In Carolina. -2.5.
Carolina
at home?
Yeah, you got to go to Carolina. Because I don't think Dallas really rebuilt.
Well, they got Michael Gallup on there now, and I'm not really sure how much they're Cochran, he's probably going to be one of their lead receivers.
Right.
But he's an awesome talent. I hope they do it. But
they lost, Cowboys lost a lot on offense. They lost Travis Frederick, their center. They lost him to an injury. They lost, of course, Dez Bryant.
Right.
Who's still out there. They lost Jason Witten, the tight end.
That's a big loss for them.
And Dez Bryant.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dez Bryant, yeah, like I said.
And then, you know who's thinking about making a comeback? You read about it? Mm-hmm. Tony Romo.
Tony Romo's making a comeback. Huh?
He's talked to a Dallas.
He's a good analyst. I like Tony Romo's analyst.
I get inside thing. He's thinking about making a comeback. You know what?
Yeah.
He's been contacted by two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Name the two teams. Not Dallas.
No, it's not Dallas. It would have to be probably, I'm going to say, I don't know.
I'm going to guess, I'm going to say one of the New York teams.
Jets. I was going to say Jets. I thought it was the Jets. I was going to say Jets, but then I thought with the new quarterback situation,
I don't know. He's trying to rehab back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Miami? The Dolphins.
You got Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
Let's see what Miami. Oh, God. they're going to play Tennessee.
Ooh.
And that's even. Tennessee's even.
Oh, I'll take Tennessee.
Tennessee all day.
Yeah. On that one. Miami, they need to rebuild. Who's your coach now?
Who is the coach?
For Miami? It'd be Adam Gase, I believe.
Adam Gase, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And Tannehill is the quarterback still, so he's back. He was injured last year, but
Miami needs help.
Yeah. Oh, they need help.
They're like the Clippers of the NFL.
They're,
They have to make people out there.
Was it Chad Henne that played for him before?
Yeah.
That quarterback.
Yeah. They had Miami had. You know who was horrible? Was that the guy from Chicago came down there last year?
Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler was horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now he's on this. Now you know why he's doing that series with his wife and acting. Like, he has no talent.
They got Frank Gore, though. They do have Frank Gore.
They got Frank Gore.
They do have Frank Gore. That's true.
Yeah, they do.
That's true. Okay, any other games you want to talk about?
Well, if you want to talk about it, okay, I'll tell you what. Let's talk about this one. Let's talk about Cincinnati Bengals playing Indianapolis, reformed with Andrew Luck, Colts at home.
You know what? I have to go with Indianapolis.
-1.
-1.
Yeah.
Huh. I still want to go with Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I take a shot with Indianapolis. Because they rebuilt their line.
Yep.
And their defense,
the offensive line was horrific. They rebuilt it.
They had it.
Because Andrew Luck got the hell beat out of him.
Oh, he was
dude, he was in bad shape.
Give me Cincinnati. I'll take
Cincinnati. You take Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati's defense is the real deal, too. They got pretty decent defense.
They lost Paul Gunther,
defensive coordinator to the Raiders.
Yep.
But you know the problem with Cincinnati is they'll have one good year and then they fall.
Yeah.
And their coach?
Cincinnati. So Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, Hugh Jackson. Browns?
Cincinnati. Bengals.
Oh, Bengals.
Oh, I apologize.
You're Browns. Right.
Yeah. No, No, he's,
It's, who is the coach of Cincinnati?
I don't know.
Now?
We're going to let the callers call in. Anyway.
Yeah.
Real quick, I wanted to mention one other game are happening out there. Did we mention?
We talked about almost all of them, but we might have. Oh God, we didn't even talk about this game.
Which one? Tell me.
This is one of the biggest starting games of the year. It's the rebuilt Houston Texans against the New England Patriots.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Brady finds a way to win.
Yeah.
Minus seven.
Wow.
With Deshaun Watson behind the helm.
In New England?
New England. Yeah, in New England at home, that's a tough one, man.
No, that's a tough one. I think New England.
Oh, I know.
He's got Brady, who's about 105. Mm-hmm. He's got to play, by the way, 5 more years. What is he, crazy?
Yeah, I know.
What do you guys think about that?
Only he knows his body. You know what I mean?
5 years?
5 years.
He got a beautiful wife, Giselle. She may run after some other stud after 5 years.
Yeah.
You got Giselle. Good, you know? All right, so I would say New England.
I'd have to go, bottom line, I'd probably have to go with New England with the points at home.
Oh, yeah, because they're at home.
But Houston Texans, man, they
built. I agree with
when
you.
When they were a full team, with Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller.
They were averaging about 33 points a game last year.
They were going nuts.
Yeah. They had the number one.
But you know what it is? New England at home. That's the only thing that I'm thinking about, because New England wins at home.
Yeah. New England at home is a tough one.
And even the players stand up for the national anthem in New England. I'm just kidding, guys. We'll talk about it on another show.
Yeah.
What you feel about that, because I think that's important. I feel, who cares?
Yeah.
Because you know what? The main thing is they play football. Mm-hmm. They play to the best. Yeah. That's it. Who cares if they stand, they needle, they, you know, whatever. Who cares? That's a political thing.
Yeah, and up to each individual.
Yeah, who cares? And the best quote on that was Joe Namath. He says, they can put on, you know, like tapping shoes. Doesn't matter. Joe Willie said, it's stupid. So I think it's stupid, and we got to get a new president. Anyway, so we got, I think, half a second. We talk about your plays. We talk about football. Go ahead. Anything you want to add?
No, I'm sorry.
I want to thank everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I got to say my last, what did they say? Last rites, you know? They bury me. Last rites. It was fun being at LA Talk Radio. It was a fun 10 years. And the final broadcast is really tough. You know, Sam and Dina have been phenomenal to me. I can't ask for anything more. They got me into a lot of places that I couldn't go to. And Ronan was wonderful. Get us on different channels. And like I said, we're going to do a show for LA Talk Radio. We're going to do our football show, guys. Yep. And we'll get to other networks. So I think you're losing me. I just won't be doing it so far Friday night. But we're going to be on Friday night somewhere. Sounds like a song. Friday night somewhere.
Stay tuned.
And we're going to give away tickets. We have the ability. I think we could do that, right? If we do sports betting. We can give away tickets.
Sure, we'll figure it out.
So give away tickets. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a Super Bowl thing, which I used to have, where people win prizes. So
nice.
Anyway, with that in mind, we want to thank everyone, our sponsors. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. So the last time I'm going to say it, good night from Los Angeles. So it's fun. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Yay! That's it.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker right here on LA Talk Radio.